Western Michigan football has a new skipper steering the boat this year. First-year coach P.J. Fleck is bringing more than just his football knowledge and experience to the program here at Western. Coach Fleck is also bringing new traditions. These include playing Metallica's For Whom the Bell Tolls whenever the opposing team gets to a third down situation, an in-house DJ named DJ Illmix, and also a fourth quarter dance where the DJ plays a remix version of Row, Row, Row Your Boat, and everyone in the stands is expected to participate in rowing the WMU boat to victory. Although the program is not where Fleck or the Western administration would like it to be in terms of wins and losses, athletic director Kathy Beauregard remains optimistic.
Coach Fleck was hired, excited about it all, believes strongly in his vision, his mission, his energy, his passion. He's somebody that obviously we came forward with the marketing and the internal true belief to Coach Fleck and his wife and his family on what the concept of Row the Boat was, and wanted to translate around that in the entire changing of the culture of our football program, which was needed.
Beauregard also has high hopes that these new traditions will affect more than just the players on the field. She hopes that it will help increase attendance as well. For the Western Central game last week, Waldo Stadium was packed with 22,000 spectators, compared to 26,000 when Central was last here in 2011. But this year, Western faculty and staff could get up to 4 complimentary tickets. The addition of DJ Illmix is a rare situation to Western, since there are only a handful of in-house DJs at college football games across the country. DJ Illmix, whose real name is Tim Crampton, says he has had a soft spot for music ever since he was a boy. But it wasn't until one day when he was 15 years old that he knew he truly wanted to be a DJ.
It's a funny story. I bought this laptop, and the laptop came with the eBay symbol on it. And the first thing that popped up when I opened, like, the little eBay app was turntables. And then I was like, man, that would be sweet to be a DJ.
Once Crampton knew he had something special, he began to look for places to showcase his skills. At first, he did parties and various events around the Kalamazoo area. But then one day, a family friend told him that Western Michigan was looking for a new DJ to perform during home games. He was able to schedule an interview.
And I actually set my turntables and everything up in Coach Fleck's office and had an actual audition. I was so nervous. Like, I messed up, like, at the very beginning. But after that, they gave me the job right on the spot.
After becoming Western's first in-house DJ for home games, DJ Illmix had to establish a relationship with Coach Fleck. He says the two hit it off immediately.
Coach Fleck, that's my homie, man. Coach Fleck's a really cool dude. You know, he's young, so, you know, it's cool to, you know, sit and talk with him, because he's obviously, you know, not that far apart in age, you know, from us.
The next item on Crampton's to-do list was making a song that features Coach Fleck's Row the Boat slogan, which was no easy task since his first attempt was rejected.
Coach Fleck was like, I kind of want something different. And that's when I came up with the 300 Violin Orchestra, because, you know, they use that song in ESPN commercials, you know, baseball, all that. So then I figured that was the perfect song to use, and we just threw the Row vocals over that, and then that, you know, have what it is today.
Although it is hard to call these things new traditions since they have only been around for a year, athletic director Kathy Beauregard felt as though it was Western's time to do something different.
It was similar to wanting to establish some traditions for our fans, for our students, and we did that with the decision to be different, to have a DJ at the games.
Whether it is a DJ performing at home games or the crowd participating in rowing the WMU ship, Western Michigan officials hope that these traditions will help with boosting attendance and morale at home games. But only time will tell if these new traditions will stick around and become permanent. For WMUK, I'm Josh Hirsch.